second one was pretty good.
Like a marshmallow. Okay. Okay, by Yeshiv Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Aviv, Beretz Kanan. So says the Medrash, Amar Rav Acha, Shasha Tzadikim Yoshvim B'Shalva, I mean, Tzadikim sit in tranquility, B'Vakshim Leishiv B'Shalva, and they want to continue tranquility, they want to sit in tranquility, B'Olam Azeh, in this world, HaSatan Bo Makatreg. The Satan comes and says, no dice.
So who started off again? The people who want
the Tzadikim, when they sit in tranquility, and they want to continue sitting in tranquility, right? Let's just keep it the way it is. So what do you call it? The Satan comes and he's Makatrig, right? He what do you call it? He issues a proclamation of indictment. Amar lo dayan shehu mesukan lahem olam haba l'shem mevakshim leish v'shalva olam hazeh. Right? It's not enough for them. They're going to olam haba. What do you call it? They want to sit. What do you call it? In tranquility in olam hazeh, right? Tevilcha, I'll prove it to you. Shehu Cain Yaakov. Shehu Cain, I'll prove it to you that this is the way things go. Yaakov Avinu, Ayyesh Bikesh Leishiv Ashalva. It says Ayyesh of Yaakov. Right? Bikesh Leishiv Ashalva. Olmazen is David lo Satno Shel Yosef. Ayyesh of Yaakov, Shalavti, lo Shakatati, lo Shalavti, me Esa, lo Shakatati, me Lovman, lo Nasati, me Nachti, me Dina, Vayav, Roges, Balai Rogzel Shel Yosef. In other words, he'd gone through the experiences of Esav, of Lavan, of what do you call it, of Yaakov, right? We call it. Gone through experiences. We call. I had no tranquility. Esav, Lavan, what do you call it? Dina, right? In last week's parsha, Dina, right? And now I want to say, okay, that's enough already. That's my speak. So, Baalai, we call Rogzo Shel Yosef. I think another lashon has another nusach is kafatzal of rogzo shel Yosef, right? They jumped on him. In other words, you're never at the end. You're never at the end. And as you can mevakesh, because Baruch Hu should give you respite, right? But to think that you could reach the end here, there is no end here. There's no end here. Obviously, Yaakov understood there was no end to what he called the avoda and olam hazeh. But he thought there could be an end to the nisyonos of olam hazeh. He thought that really could, he could just work on the positive side of a voter, as it were, without having to constantly experience, you know, and use the events of nisyon, right, in olam hazeh. He was proved wrong. All right? Okay. Fine. Keep on going. Says the Imre Emes. Yeshu Yaakov, the heir of Megurei Aviv, right? This is the son of the Sfas Emes, right? He's the one, this is the Ger Rebbe who's buried opposite the Shuk, right? Down the street there. He passed away during the War of Independence. Yeshu Yaakov, heir of Megurei Aviv, Zkeini, meaning the Chidush Yarim. It's really his great-grandfather. His great-grandfather. His father is Sfas Emes. Father Sfas Emes passed away when Sfas Emes was 8 years old, and he was raised by his father, right? He was raised by his grandfather. Sfas Emes raised by his grandfather means that the Imre is his great grandfather. Skeini zal omar b'shem Yehudi Hakadosh, right? Right, the Yehudi Hakadosh, the Yid Hakadosh. Right, they're like different streams in Chassidus.
You never read the first pasuk.
I said, okay. That's the first pasuk of the Mashiach. Okay? That's the first pasuk.
Right.
So what he called, so the different streams in recording in Chassidus. So the stream, he refers to the Yid HaKadosh, and he was a Talmud of the Chozer Milblin, but he started really his own derech. Right. They started the derech, what do you call it, a different derech, right? Well, in terms of very, very machshavadik thinking, what do you call it, it was more chassidus for individuals. It was more an elitist type of thing. And from this branched out from Simcha Bonim Pshisch, Right, the record, and then came the what do you call it, the Kutzker, and what do you call it, and then the Chedusha Rim, and then subsequently, you know, the Meshiloach. Right, this is all from the Yehudi Akarosh.
This was after the Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, long ago, several generations afterwards. Right, the what do you call it, the his Rebbe, the Yehudi Akarosh's Rebbe was the what do you call it, was the Chozim Lublin. Chozim Lublin was a Talmud of the Noam Elimelech. Noam Elimelech was a Talmud of the Magen Mezrich. Mezrich was the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So you got Baal Shem Tov, right? Magim Mezrich. We call it the Norm Elimelech, Elimelech Lilozhensk, right? We call it the Chozim Lublin, and then the Yehudi HaKadosh. It's five to fifth generation. He says in the Pasuk, Mishamayim Mishmat Adin. From the heavens you caused the din to be heard. Eretz Yara v'Shaketa, the earth was afraid, right? And Kilo trembled. And the trembles of the Yara was afraid v'Shaketa, and then it came to tranquility. Sha'aitza lematik adin, right? So because what does it say? What does it say? Because din to be heard. Eretz Yara, the earth was what he called was afraid. Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? This is pasuk is actually used with regard to Matan Torah. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu was bringing the Torah to the earth, so the whole world earthquake. What do you call it? Right? Then it was silent. It was quiet. It was calm. So he says the Eitza, and this is the way it is always. Ha Eitza lematik hadin. Whenever the din, you see the din coming, right? When a person is experiencing din or sees the din coming, right? The way to deal with it. To sweeten the din b'shorish, huaydea yira. Yira. In other words, right, not like, yira. 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 It's like the, it's like the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said, an min ha-meitzar karasi ka. Min ha-meitzar karasi ka. Right? He says, "Minameta Karasika." He says that it would be called when the derech, right, is you call out to Hashem, but you can't escape it. You know, you can't run away from it. He says, "Yeah, the like a pregnant woman, she's afraid of her what do you call it, of her contractions. She's afraid of the pain of birth, but she can't run away from it because it's with her." Right? Same thing also. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to run. The only way is, like he says, is Yira. To turn towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Not Vihava?
What? Turn towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another really cool the idea of standing in Yira before Hashem, mm-hmm. Right? Right? That's the first Shar. That's the first Shar. Again, it's hard to muster up what it's called. You can be Kabbalist to remember Ahava. Right, but here we're talking about with the fear. We're trying to deal with the fear, right? How do you recall? You see the earth is in, you see the din is coming. What do you do? Yira, lamata gadin b'shorish. The idea yira.
We can't stop it.
Right, we can't recall. And that in turn we'll see solves the issue. Ksiv, sarim redafuni chinam umidvarcha pachad libi. Pasuk right says sarim redafuni chinam. Umidvarcha pachad libi, these princes, right? These powerful ones, I should say, are running after me for no reason though. Chinam, mm-hmm. That's the pashup shot. They run after me for no reason. Umidvarcha pachad libi, and from your words, I was afraid. Of course, Baruch Hu knows I'm not. They're running after me for no reason, but I would call. I have pachad for you. Says the Yid HaKadosh. You can also read it. Sar midafuni chinam. Those are running after me. It's a waste of their time, right? They won't be able to catch me. Why? Midvarcha pachad libi, because I have yira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when a person turns in, and let's say, really what he's addressing is over here, is that we call Yisurim come. Yisurim look like they're coming. And the Yisurim are always, what we call the Tovah, they're always meant to be corrective, etc. I mean, they're never stam recall. There's never stam. It sounds like the Kodesh Baruch Hu is just impulsively chas v'chalil. There's no widow call. There's no vengeance in it. There's no impulsivity. I'm in a bad mood today. Chas v'shalom, right? Call. Like the pasuk says, v'atamarom l'olam Hashem. We say in Mizmor Shir Yom Hashem, v'atamarom l'olam Hashem. The what we call it, when a melech bas radam does din, so you don't know why he did din. You know, it could be what he called his shoes are too tight. It could be his wife annoyed him. It could be something else, whatever it is. Hashem, you're always above. We know that, recall, you're not being pushed around, being affected by something else. It's always, you're always on the high ground, and everything being done is done with what you call with intention and not out of impulsivity, but for a purpose to correct. So now it's what you call the Yisurim are coming. Enter into the world of Yira, turn back in towards Hashem, bring yourselves close to Hashem, and then the Yisurim might not be necessary anymore. So it might not be necessary. Right?
So how do you define year here?
Year is Hashem. Year is Hashem, not year of those Yisurim. Year is Hashem, right? Well, year is
Hashem.
Right, we call it.
Closest to Hashem.
The year is Hashem is what you call it, is to be, really to be mevatel oneself from Hashem, that I can't consciously think that I could have done something against him. Right? In the proactive sense, and beforehand, Yiras Hashem is a very high madrega in Mesillas Yesharim. It's what he called. It's what he called. I want to make sure that Chas V'Chilul, I never do anything against him. Not because he's going to hit me, right? Because I'm getting an ownership. That's also true. If you don't believe in Chas V'Chilul ownership, you're not in touch with the world. But that's not the issue. The issue is, how can I possibly do something against him? So here we're talking about reactively. Here we see the Yisurim are coming. We see the Yisurim are coming. When he called this Yiras Hashem to return, when he called Borsha, how could I have ever done anything against you? How could I have ever done anything against you? That when he called that Yira makes the Yisurim unnecessary. Right? Midvarcha pachad libi hatachlis mehamora, the goal of the Yira, here, like he says, ulagia ulmidvarcha pachad libi. That from your very words, I was mefached. I was mefached that chas v'chalil I should transgress them. Va'az haradifahu l'chinam. That they're running after me, it's a waste of their time. They're not going to catch up with me because I've already turned in Europe back to the Ribbono Shalom. So they're what he called the Yisurim that they may have been the agents for are what he called is a moot point. It's irrelevant. And therefore it won't happen. Kishish Yisurim tzrichim levakesh ma'kosh baruch hu. When a person experiences Yisurim, right? Tzrichim levakesh ma'kodesh Baruch Hu yiftach einayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should open our eyes. Ladas tachlis ha'yisurim. Right? He should open our eyes. Ladas tachlis ha'yisurim. To know the tachlis of the Yisurim. In other words, to know, right, called, to see, to know what the purpose of the Yisurim are. And then sometimes we forget that there's a purpose to them. We just see the Yisurim. Right? I'm not saying any of this is easy, so we call it, whatever, suspect me. Yeah? Sometimes we just, he sees the Yisurim, and we call it, Hagvei, I don't want this, you've abandoned me. No. The tachlis of the Yisurim is to bring us back. And therefore, if I turn back, in Yira, that's a methodology for negating the Yisurim. See, Maha Mako Sa'ela, the Omar, Asheri Kesi mi Beis Avai, Pasuk in Zechariah, right? What he called, they ask there in the vision there. He says, what are these Maha Makosa Eila Ben Yadecha? Or Ben Yadecha, I think. Ben Yadecha, remember the Pasuk goes. What he called, the person appears, you know, what he called, with welts on his back. He's been whipped, right? What are these what do you call, these welts upon your back? The Omar, Asheri Kesi Beis Mahavai. That's which I received in the house of the one who loves me. Right? In other words, really called turning back, recalled and understanding, right? Called that was the purpose of the suffering. Tzrichim ladas atachlis me'amakos va'az mispatelas ha'makam emeilo. If I know the tachlis of the makos is to bring me closer, right? Mm-hmm. Right? If I understand in a matzav of Yir Shamayim before the Rabbono Shalom, so then mispatelas ha'makam emeilo. The makos stops. Amar Adoni Skania Zal, once again from Yerushalayim. Amar Avi Skani Zal. Amar B'Shem Adoni Avi Skani Zal. Right? My father, the Sfasema, said the name of what he called my great-grandfather, the Yerushalayim.
So see, if I know the Taklis is bringing us closer to Hashem,
so then nobody called that, that causes it to stop. Right? It's, right. Right? Shahalal Vahudah. See, in the Chiddush Rebbe, Halal Vahudah, we're coming to Hanukkah. Always, the we call Hanukkah, always is in the Parshas of Yosef. Always in the Parshas of Yosef. Halal Vahudah, him keneged Yosef Yehuda. Him beiz madregos. Halal Vahudah are keneged the approaches of Yosef and Yehuda, and these are two different madregos in Avodas Hashem. Isa, it says, Yechiru vein va'ayamos.
What about Isa's Darius?
Oh, it is. Yeah, fine. It is. Right, there is. Yeah. He said, "I'm saying what he called." It is weird. It's in what he called in the Gemara. It's in the psukim which the Gemara learns upon. Isa yichiru vein va'ayamos. Mi garam liYehuda shiyode Yehuda. Because mi garam liRuven shiyode Yehuda. In other words, what he called the in Vezos HaBracha. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives the brachas to Yehuda and to what he called and to Reuven, so the juxtaposed, Chazal say, right, that through the brach of Yehuda we say Yechi Reuven, now let Reuven live al yamos, and he shouldn't what he called and he shouldn't die. In other words, it's kilu give life to Reuven through Yehuda. What's pshat? But Tosis Makshim, right? Wow, because Mi Garam LeRuven Shiyode. Who caused Reuven to be Mode to do tshuva? Who did cause Reuven to do tshuva? Yehuda, because Yehuda, when in our parsha, right? Yehuda, right, says at the case of Tamar, he says he publicly admits Tzadka Mimeni. Right, we call it, she was right, I was wrong. Right, call Tamar is what do you call? I'm the father of Tamar's unborn children. Right, she doesn't deserve to die. Lehefech, I'm her. I'm what do you call? I'm the father. She did, but she wasn't Mizana, etc. He admits publicly. He's Moda Emes. His tshuva in turn caused Reuven to do tshuva.
So the Maisu with Yehuda and Tamar was before the Mechira Yosef.
No, it's after the Mechira Yosef.
So,
what do you mean?
If Mechira Yosef was before the Meiser with Yehuda,
yeah.
What did Reuven see in Yehuda? He didn't publicly admit to do tshuva yet.
Time out. The sin of Reuven that's referring to is in last week's Parsha, not for the Mechira Yosef. He didn't sell him. He said, put him in the boar, don't kill him. Right.
What was the same last?
He said was record it from the Parshat Pshat. It sounds like he would record he was Baal on Bila. Right.
It's a, moved the,
right. Maybe he moved the bed. That's the way Chazal understand it. But it's, the way it's written in the Chumash is recorded as Logah Tov. Right. Etc. But really, if he moved the bed, right, even with the bed, it was a terrible sin. It was a pidyon in the record in his father's covered, in the Shechina's covered, etc.
So now
he sinned already by Vayishlach. Who enabled Reuven to do tshuva? Says what he calls a Chazal, Yehuda. By Yehuda setting an example through his being Moda, through his admitting Tzadka Mimeni in the case of Tamar, that gave Reuven the capacity to be able to do tshuva. And that's why there's a juxtapositioning between the brachos of Reuven and Yehuda in Vezot HaBracha, because Reuven is achieving life. Yechir of Reuven va'al yamos v'hi misav misfar. Right? He should live and he should not die. And what gave him the capacity now to live through the tshuva that he learned, the methodology of tshuva from Yehuda.
That was some time past.
Right. And what do you mean?
Between his maisa.
Right. And after Yehuda did the proper tshuva, then Reuven did the proper tshuva. So then Tosis asks the question. Tosis asks the question, Halo Reuven Osak Bisako Vitaniso, right? Od Mikodem. We said, recall, in our parsha, when Reuven came back to the boar to get Yosef, he says he's returning. So Chazal said, where's he returning from? I'm sorry. So where's he returning from? He's, oh, I thought, again, never mind. Where's he returning from? He says he's returning from sitting in his sackcloth, and his fasting. And if that's what he did from the time that he sinned, he went into a life mode of just fasting and wearing sackcloth, fasting and wearing sackcloth, to atone for his sin. So what do you mean, Reuben learned from Yehuda?
Right.
Reuben was doing tshuva before.
Right.
And this has always puzzled me. We're in the middle of this scenario that the brothers want to kill Yosef. And Reuven sets to put him in the boar.
Right.
And then it seems like Reuven now disappears from the scene.
Right.
It just seems funny.
But in fact, when he went back to Sakova Taniso.
Yeah.
I guess it was such a crucial part of his life.
Uh-huh.
Right? That, okay, meanwhile he's safe. Or maybe he took a netter. It had to be Vesak and Tainis for a certain amount of time,
uh-huh.
Right? And he had went back to fulfill his netter. I don't know. That's conjecture on my part.
Uh-huh.
But your question is well taken, right? But it seems if this was his this was his mode of life now. From the time of that sin, he was sick, Vesak of a Tainis. So now, that's a question.
That's a question.
Right. Moshe Rabbeinu Yispalo Reuven Shu Shoresh L'chol Balei Tshuva. Right? It says in the Sefer Schus that Moshe Rabbeinu was Yispalo Reuven Shu Shoresh L'chol Balei Tshuva. Yechi Reuven. So Reuven now is called the Shoresh of Balei Tshuva. What's going on? If he's the Shoresh of all the Balei Tshuva, so then what do you call it? So what does it mean that Yehuda caused Reuven to be? What are we talking about? So he says, Shiyuchol lichios.
So how did Moshe daven for Reuven?
Right, he spalled al Reuven. Shu shorish lechol balei tshuva.
Reuven was another. He was another generation.
His bones. He's talking about his bones. His bones. Right after he's dead.
I know. Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Yehuda for his bones.
Right. Also, what he called daven for Reuven. Shu shorish lechol balei tshuva. Because not just for Reuven himself, but Reuven is the shorish of the balei tshuva. He's a shorish of Balei Tshuva, but the methodology of Tshuva that we want to implement is Yehuda's methodology of Tshuva. Right? Perush, let's see. Yechi Reuven sheyuchal lichyos v'agam shechay al pinei sheyeh mispar al pinei sheyeh mispar sheyeh shava l'chol anashim v'hainu shelo yitztarech l'tainis v'sigufim. Yehuda chidash derech shel hoda, haynu hachna amitis, kedichsiv tachas, ga'ara, b'meivin ma'akos k'sil mea. Right? So, listen to this. Reuven was the first one who did tshuva. Right? But what was his tshuva? I've destroyed my life, and therefore I'm going to live a life of destruction. Right? For the sin that I committed. I'm going to live, what do you call, basaka b'tainis. Moshe Rabbeinu davens, for Reuven, but like this Imre Emes says, he's not just davening for Reuven. He's davening for all those, what do you call it, who are Balei Tshuva, right? Who would call want to do Tshuva. And that their first reaction might be to follow the path of Reuven,
mm-hmm.
Right? The rest of their lives should be a life of, what do you call it, of self-affliction, constant self-affliction. Vesaka b'tainis. And that's his what do you call it, his bakasha, right? His bakasha is that we should learn from Yehuda. Because Yehuda's, what he called derech of tshuva, is not a life afterwards of total self-affliction. Right? In other words, what he called of tainis v'sigufim, of constant fasting and constant self-mortification. But rather, Yehuda chidesh, derech shel hoda. Right? He was machadesh, the derech of tshuva called hoda. Of complete, total admission, right? Admission, right? To Hashem, that you are ein od milvado, you are the only one, what do you call it, and I stepped out of my existence by doing that, and now I'm returning home. Hoda, haynu hachna amitis, total, what do you call it, self-negation, but in the form of humility, not in the form of suffering. Right? A person will understand.
Well, you can't tell me that Reuven didn't have humility.
I understand, but he thought the only way to be called to do it, to fix what he did, was what he calls to mortify his life, the rest of it is what he called his existence. Mm-hmm. Right? And Yehuda taught, he says, you don't have to do that, you have to return back to the Ribbono Shel Olam in total achna. That's why it says, Tachas Ge'ara B'Mavin, right? What he called the reproach to one who is Mavin is better than a what he called a thousand beatings.
Mavin come?
To one who understands, right? If you understand what he called the reproach to him, what he called the self-reproach. How could I have done this? How could I have gone against the source of all sources, the source of Metzias, the only Metzias? I stepped out of Metzias, I gotta come home, right? I gotta step back into reality again. I can't, how could I have possibly done anything other than that? When a person does that, right? That's worth more than a thousand beats, than what he called, than beating a seal, a person what he called, who doesn't understand 100 times. The Isa, Shehuda, Amar, Tzad, Kamimeni. He said what he called when it was, what do we call, when he realized that Tamar was what he called, that he was the father of Tamar's children. Yotza Baskol. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Mimeni. Right? The word he called the word, the word tzadka, mimeni, Chazal say, he says tzadka, right? Yehuda said tzadka. She's right. And a voice came out of heaven, mimeni, says Rabban Shem, mimeni yatsu adavar.
What,
from
you?
From me, said Hashem. It came out of me. It came from me. And as this might have happened because we caught...
Hashem created the whole situation.
Right, right. The idea
being... Hashem taking the blame?
What does it mean, takes the blame? Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like we talked about before, everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Remember, we talked from the Shlach. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that happens, right?
Yeah, free choice.
Right? Our attachment to the action through our Bechira. And as we attach ourselves, all the possibilities before the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're no chidushim, right? They're no chidushim to him. They're all there, right? They're all there. Our chelik is our attachment to this choice through Bechira. The minute that I recall that I turn back towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, the source of all sources, not blaming him, but recanting on my Bechira, right? My Bechir was false. My Bechir was stepping out of reality. The minute I do that, then all that's left is, right, you have no shaykhus to the act anymore. You have no connection to the act. Your whole connection to the act was your Bechira. Once you recant on your Bechira, you're not attached to the act anymore. Because Baruch Hu says to me, many.
What do you mean, once you recant? What is recant in your Bechira?
I have total regret, right? And total hachna to Hashem. I realize I stepped out of reality by doing this. I realized really quite that I rejected my own existence because I cut myself off from the source of all sources. I have no other source than Hashem, right? I cut myself off from that, right? And when a person recants from that, that means that's the deepest regret on the Bechira that he implemented by choosing that. When he does that, so Baruch Hu doesn't be many. It's for me. And it's the pattern of unfolding history is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? The way it is, everything's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What we have, again, it's hard for us to digest it, but the only chiluk that we have in it is by attaching our will to this act through what we call Bechira. Through Bechira Chafshis. Once you've removed your attachment to this act through your Bechira Chafshis.
Meaning, right? You're changing your Bechira to attaching to Hashem.
Right, we call it, right? Rather than doing, you're going away from Hashem, coming close towards Hashem, then all that's left is the fact that it's from Hashem. So Hashem said, be many. Be many. So at the same time, we call it, at the same time, so that when that happens, then there's no need to keep on slapping the person up. Right? Once the person slapped, you don't need to keep on slapping the person up because we're only slapping the person up in order to what he called to get him to return back to where he is. But if a person recording the depths of all his depths, right, returns back to Hashem. Returns back to Hashem, Bahna, Biyira, so then it disappears.
That's why you say when you do that, the matas goes away.
Right. And that's what Reuven learned from Yehuda. That's what Reuven learned from Yehuda. Right? You don't have to spend the rest of your life in mortification, in punishment. Turn back.
That's when he started having parties with his brother.
Oh, sorry.
The Isa, yeah. Zeu tshuva gemura kid Isa shiayid elav yodeh talumos. That's what the Rambam says, right? The person does tshuva gemura, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is made elav. The one who dwells, who plumbs the depths of every person's soul, is made on him.
What does that
mean? Hashem testifies that he's done tshuva, because that's how deep his, what do you call it, his return to Hashem is, his yira. Machna, right? It says v'hachna isa. It says with regard to v'tachna ani es daka. Right, I am with the one who makes himself low. The person who's lowered himself, right, who's returned in yira, I am with him. V'zu tshuva gemura k'receiv shuv Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha. That's tshuva gemura. That is return ad Hashem lokecha. I'm going to turn back to Hashem. Turn back to Hashem. Fine. Further. Further.
This should be enough. Concentrate on this.
Okay. Comes with Shemishmu here. Minir Dineva Shas Sota. This is Vayakar Yehuda Veomer Tzadkimi Meni. Hainad Rav Chanan Barbizna Amr of Shimon Chasida Yosef Shekida Shem Shamayim Beseser Zacha Vosifalo Os Achas Mishmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here the Gemara in Sota, right? Yosef, who's Makare Shem Shemayim, right? In what he called in a hidden fashion, right? No one saw. He wasn't what he called. He wasn't the Nichshol. What he called with Eishes Potifar.
Uh-huh.
So what he called. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu added on one letter of his name onto Yosef's what he called onto Yosef's name. Yosef was Yosef, and then what he called Hakadosh Baruch Hu added on with the Hey Yehosef, right? Osachas Mishvoshal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dechsiv Edus B'Yosef Samol. Right? Yehuda Kira Shem Shemayim B'Farhesia. Yehuda came with Makar Shem Shemayim B'Farhesia with the Ma'aseh with Tamar. He said, Tad Kami Meni. Zachav V'Nikra Kulo Al Shmoshal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? His whole name has got Yudke Vavke in it. Right?
Yehuda.
Right? Yehuda. He's got the whole name of Hashem is Yudke Vavke. Yosef has only got three letters of the name of Hashem. Yud, the Hein Vav. Right? Yesh Lahavim. So Shem Shmuel says, you need to understand something. Bishlama Yosef, Nitvas Falo Os Achas Hei, Achashakir Shem Shamayim. This is a very, very pointed question.
So the Hei was, and Yosef's name was for Hashem?
Right.
Yeah,
right? The Hei. So he got an extra letter because it was Kadosh Shem Shamayim Beseser in private. Okay? Yehuda has got all what he called. He was Kadosh Shem Shamayim Begolui. And therefore, all the letters of Hashem's name are in his name. So he asks the question. He says, I don't understand something. Yosef started off, his name is Yosef. Right? In Tehillim, his name is written Yehosef. Okay? With a hey.
Yehosef.
Right, with a hey. Right?
Hey, with a hey first?
Yeah, Yud Hey. Vav Samach Pei.
In Tehillim?
In Tehillim, yeah. Right? Right? So what do you call it? He has a letter added to his name. Right? In Tehillim. So I understand. He's born, we call him Yosef, right? They named him Yosef. He did what he called, he was Olmei B'Nisayon, right? Later on when he was in Mitzrayim. So then subsequently when we call his name and what he called in Sefer Tehillim, we put it what he called, we put it with a hey. But Yehuda, his name, all letters of Hashem in his name.
He said a letter to his name.
He didn't have anything, nothing was added to his name. His name was there, but that was all the way his name was. Always had all the names, the letters of Hashem's name.
So what's the question?
You just said it yourself. I understand what you're asking me.
That's the question. Why didn't Hashem man put a letter?
No, it's not what he called. You want to say that the letters of their name came because of the actions they did, but it's not true. Because what he called Mele Yosef, so he starts off without a hay, and then subsequently in Tanakh, he gets a hay. So I understand. So it's because he did this Maisa. He chose to do this Maisa. He was Nichshol with Eishes Potiphar, so now he's got an extra hay. But Yehuda was born with his name. His name was Yud, really called with all the letters of Hashem's name in it. So it's not based upon the Maisa. That's his name. That's where he's from. Right? Venera. Venera, Nu, where is it?
Venira.
Didei. Yodua. Shem Shaladim Humahuso. A person's name is their essence. Okay? Behem Kach Mahusam. Me'olam. And that's their, that always is their essence. Me'olam Hayamu Tadim Mekadashem Shemayim. Right? They were destined to Mekadashem Shemayim.
Cool.
Both Yosef and Yehuda. Okay? Ze Lekadashem Shemayim Beseser Vezibifar Hesya. They were destined to be Mekadashem Shemayim in what he called in what he called Yosef in private and Yehuda in public. Va'imos Nevios Hayu Vekorshim B'neim Lefima Husam. And the imahos, right, they called their children, right, based upon the nevuah that they had, they called them their truest essence. V'hadilo nikur Yehosef mikara. So why didn't they call him Yehosef to begin with? In other words, if the mothers wrote Leah and Rachel, Leah called Yehuda, she calls him Yehuda, and she gets all the letters of Hashem's name in there, yeah? Yosef, record, Rachel also knew he was destined to what he called to be Mekadashem Shemayim. But she didn't call him Yehosef, she just called him Yosef. Right? Why didn't she also put a hay there? Koshenikri Yehuda Mikarav, Yeshloma de Milsa Amiktahi. This is a very deep idea.
Wait, but Yehuda's mother already called him.
That's the question. Yehuda called in both Leah, who's the mother of Yehuda, and Rachel, who's the mother of Yosef, they would have called their Nevi'os. When they gave names to their children, they gave them according to their essence that they saw Beruach Kodesh. So Leah, we understand, she knew that her son was destined to what he called to Mekadashim Shemayim, so she called him Yehuda with all the letters of Hashem's name in it.
Okay.
Right? Rachel also knew that Yosef was going to be Mekadashim Shemayim.
So why didn't
she? Why did you put hay there for it also? Dine Masha Hoyu Mutodim Meolam Zel Kidu Shem Shemayim Besaser Vizel Kid Shem Shemayim Befahesia Ki Yosef Ailokoach Nelam Gavoa Meod Vuhu Ben Rachel Shetopsa Flachashtika Alkain Kol Mas of Hisalukos of Hibehester Batsne Aleches Voyanire Mikdushos of His Galus. The other of Exiva Yosef Yofife Torah Vivara Perish Rashi Shahaya Mesalsal Besar of Ahim Ad Mishadi Belavusha Bezora Kodosh. But Tafso Bebigdo, etc. Fine. Yosef, right, was a tzaddik, like his mother. His mother lived in a world of silence, right? Her tzidkis, she didn't, what do you call it, you didn't see it on the outside. You didn't see it on the outside. It was what he called. It was deep inside of her, hidden, just like she didn't reveal, right? She didn't reveal whatever. I don't get it. She recalled that get lost. They called. She was recalled. She's in the world of silence. Yosef was a tzaddik, but in his externals, there he is. He's making sure his clothes. We're talking Yosef now. Yosef's
mother was
right. Yosef, what he called, was
she was quiet person.
She was quiet. Mother, she didn't reveal her tzitzis on the outside, loud. Right? Rachel, what he called, Rachel was crying and always being Miss Palelis, and recorded that was Leah. I'm saying Leah was always crying, Miss Palelis, what he called in what he called, you know, before she even got married to what he called to Yaakov, etc. Her derech was more begolui. Rachel was more beseser, more hidden. Right? Yosef and his externals, there he's making sure his clothes are nice, make sure his hair is combed right, etc. Right? But in his head, he's someplace else. So on the outside, looking at him, right, you think, what do you call it? You know, you don't see him acts at tzidkis. He sees me very, very much a part of the world. Right? The world, the outside world. Yeah? But in the inside, his head is way, way up there. He's a person of secrecy, Yosef. And therefore, right, his name, which speaks about the person publicly, couldn't have the hay written in it to begin with, because he himself is a person of secrecy. If his name, right, if his name had contained all the letters of Hashem's name, this is a person destined to sanctify Hashem's name, that would blow his cover. That would reveal him who he really is. But that's not his derech. His derech is always a derech of what he called of his outer external experiences appearing to be just very much part of Olam Hazeh, and his head is way, way up there. It's hidden. So therefore the hay couldn't be revealed in the beginning. That's why Rachel didn't call him Yehosef. She still called him Yosef. Because the hay is hidden. It's only after he does the act of Kiddushim Shemayim B'Seser, then the letter is revealed. Right? Okay, we're up to that.
So then, when he got the hay, his essence was revealed.
When he did the act, then his essence was revealed, and that's why in Tanakh, he's called Yehosef. Okay? Aval Yehuda, down to what he called the four lines in for the end of this paragraph here. Aval Yehuda, who bechina slave. Yosef is the head, right? Right? He's kod nizir achav. He's called got the crown, as it were, of the nazir. His head. His head is what he called. His head is in Shemayim. His way he conducts himself, you would never know. His head is totally in Shemayim.
Who's that? Yehuda.
Yosef. Yehuda. I'm a Yehuda bechina slave. Yehuda is the heart. Right? The world of emotions, not hidden thoughts. Bechina slave. Who melech. Libo lev kolam. The melech, right? The melech is, we call it, his heart is like the heart of all the people. He encompasses all the people. That's how he can lead all the people. That's how he can guide all the people, right? Because they attach to his heart. The head, not everybody can attach to, because you don't know, it's in secrecy, right? Right? You didn't know, it's hard to attach to it. You can accept their leadership, but it's hard to attach to it. Because the mind, the secrets of the mind are beyond. But the lev is, which is always bubbling over with hislavus, with emotion, with avoda, etc. That picks the people up. Valev niros mimenu tnuos vislavus, right? Etc. 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 Fine. So that's why we call that. So Yehuda. Right? Yehuda, his whole essence is that's who he is. He's already shown that. So the name of Hashem could be in his name right from the time that he's born, because that's going to be his whole avoda. Yehuda was all his slavos, avoda, 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 together, 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 together. And Yosef is like, Kilu, here he is. He's dressed impeccably, right? His hair is combed, and his head is soaring in Shemayim. He says, and that's the machlokis, right? That's the machlokis, right? That's the machlokis between the two different hanhagas, between Yosef and Merikot and Yehuda. Yosef is no demonstrations down here, right? It's Merikot, the loftiness of Merikot, of the deep thoughts connected to Hashem. Everything is measured, everything is Merikot. He's machabed. He's machabed, as it were. He's machabed his deep attachment in his mind. And all of his machshavas, he's so deep attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is machabed the goof, right? He carries himself with royalty, etc. Because that's the carriage to his head, which is totally attached to the Ribono Shel Olam. Yehuda is what he called, is totally, he's a volcano of avoda, come with me, and then you can call the other people, right? Come, the heart, you can blend, you can meld hearts together. Minds, right? Minds tend to be separate. Hearts can meld together. So both tzaddikim, right? But they're obviously record, right? They have two different types of anhaga. Yosef wanted to lead the rest of the Shvatim the way his avoda was. In other words, I'm above you, I'm the head, you're the body, I'll lead you. Trust me, right? And they couldn't trust him. They thought perhaps that what he called that as a function of what he called of his leadership, they would get left behind, right? Which he never intended, but you could be afraid about it. Yehuda's was more an avoda of what he called, we'll do it together. From there came all the sinna, the mechira, etc. In the Gur Aryeh, now let's synopsize that. The Gur Aryeh says that what he called all of Yosef's chshados, all of his suspicions regarding the brothers, right? That they treated the Bnei Ashvachos like slaves, that when he caught they were guilty of Avram and Achai, that they were caught, they were not recalled guilty of Gid Arias. Well, all because he, in his world of total pure attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Anytime you're making a misstep in any of these areas, you must be guilty of the worst things. Because he was so lofty. He was so lofty. In other words, once again, his guf is the carriage, and therefore it's going to be, what he called, all of his actions in Olam Hazeh are meant to, what he called, be like, to demonstrate that his being here in Olam Hazeh, his body being in Olam Hazeh, is like a carriage, a royal carriage for his attachment in his, what he called, his mind, what he called, to the Creator. And therefore, the minute he saw them doing something that wasn't in sync with the highest levels of stringency, he's, what's going on here? You guys might be guilty of the worst things.
What was the brothers of Aaron with slaves?
No, because they didn't treat their brothers, who were the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, totally equally. So therefore, he says, you must consider them as slaves. Right, that's not it. We're brothers, right? Again, it's almost, you know, the minute you step out of it, it's like, you know, if let's say a guy, you know, let's say a guy loses his temper. He loses his temper. So you look at him and you say, you must be a rotzeach. You must be a murderer. How many people have you murdered? Are you really, it must be you, the guy who's guilty for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? I lost my temper, but I wouldn't do that. Oh, no! If you're, what do you call it? If you're capable of losing it, how do you lose your temper? What do you call a Kohish Kilo over to Vodazara? Etc. Right? And that's what he calls Sasemis, the top Sasemis is what he calls it. That's what Yosef, he's being sent down to Mitzrayim, right? Right, to teach him, right, to teach him, like what, so all those things happened to him, to show that what he called things are not necessarily what you see. You want to know what a slave is? You'd be a slave. You know what real temptation is, right? You can almost come to be nichshol, etc. Right, but it doesn't mean that you have to be nichshol, right? That what he called Sazman Ashes Potiphar. Derech Agav, what he called the Divrei Chaim points out, right? That when he was in Mitzrayim, when with Maisa with Eishes Potiphar, it says, what he called, it says the Gemara in Sota, right, that he was coming back, right, whatever his kavana was, and that's also a discussion in its own right, it wasn't so simple, whatever, he's coming back, and a vision of his father appeared to him, right, and what he called, and he said, you one day the Kohen is going to wear, right, he's going to wear it's a discussion, what he called, it's talking about the Choshen Mishpat, it's talking about the Kisrei Ephod, it could be probably both, right, etc. The stones, right, called the Big Day Kahuna. And upon the stones, are going to be written, yeah, the names of the Shvatim. Would you want your name to be erased because you were Mizana with, what he called, with Eishes Potiphar? But by and by, you see from that, says the Divrei Chaim, that when his father said to him in this vision, right? And this is it a vision or his understanding, whatever the case is, right? That his brother's names are going to be written there. They're tzaddikim. They're tzaddikim. He realized they're tzaddikim. Right? And this is what he called his misjudgment of them, even though he sold them, etc. But he realized what he called they're called tzaddikim. They're called tzaddikim. Okay. Further. Okay, record. Another point over here. Interesting. Shasem is here. And we're Tefresh Lam and Zayin. Record, we don't have to do this one right now. Let's do Tefresh Lam and Zayin. She's the age of this bone. We did this once before. But Mash is Sibe Vakorish Borchum, Achash Amid Ben Yisoyna Otzum Azeh. Here's Yosef, right? We're in the Tefresh Lamed Zayin. So that's the Tefresh Lamed Zayin. It's the third rundown. After he was owned in this Nisoyim with Eishes Potiphar, Asher Chachomim Higiru Ki Haya Goru Min Nisoyim Avos Ayin Sham. It was the greatest Nisoyim of any of the Avos. Right?
Really?
Some sort of said, yep. I mean, it was an incredible temptation.
Okay. Even losing your son.
Right, yeah. Keda.
Keda.
What can I say? says, Asher Chachamim Yigidu, maybe not everybody, but he says, there are those who say. V'achachach, Nosnu Adonu B'beis Asirim. What happened after he's omitted in Yisrael? He winds up getting put into the penitentiary. So this could, you know, cause a person to say, like, what's happening? V'ne'emar b'zeh, ki Hashem Yisbarach Mesabev. He say, but he called that a Kosh Baruch Hu is Mesabev, ki Shetzorach Lahanish, Latzadik Ya'onish, B'shar, Asher Zchuso Rav Me'od, Kasher Matzinu, Shedon B'nei Yisrael, B'yom, etc. He says what he called the derech by the Rabbon Shalom. Right? You've got two paths in front of you. You have two paths in front of you. You can either say, what he called, look at what this mice I did. I wasn't nichshol. What an amida bin Yisrael. Unbelievable. And this is what you pay me? I get tossed into the penitentiary? Right? Or, Yosef doesn't have any questions. And that's what Sosema says. He says, really? Right? Well, why did it happen? Because he needed to expiate. Right? You need to expiate for the Lashon Hara he said about his brothers. And really the punishment was being thrown into the boar. He hadn't completely expiated that sin. Because he hadn't finished paying for it.
He knew it.
Right? And therefore Hashem waited for him to be on this incredible madrega so that the suffering that took place, yeah, wouldn't be worse. And also, right, when he returns, because every time you go deeper, you come closer to Hashem, so now you're purified more because you're on a higher level now. In other words, here he is. He's what he called, he's Yosef. He's what he called, he's partially expiated the sin of the Lashon Hara. Why? By being thrown into, what he called, by being sold by his brothers. But he hasn't finished yet. Now his omen is incredible in Yisrael with Eshes Potiphar.
How he knew that he was finished yet.
This is what we see from the Chumash. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do, you know, nothing's capricious by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It must be for whatever the Chumash tells us. We know he spoke bad about them. Kind of right. He needed what he called further tikkun.
He
needed more tikkun. So anyway, so the higher you go, so now you're in a more rarefied position. You have to be cleansed even more.
The harder,
the higher you go,
the harder the nesonos.
Well, whatever the more fine is the judgment, right? Because broken medaktikim tzadikim yichut asar. The higher you go, the more pinpointed is the din. The more exacting is the din because you're on a higher level now. You're on a higher level. It's like when a person's yortzeit comes, his yortzeit, right? So what he called, so in the Shulchan Aruch it says the person what he called the children fast. Right? When we call the chassidim, the minig is to make a l'chaim. Right? Make a l'chaim. It's two sides of the same coin. On the yort side, a person is nidon. Is nidon. He's judged. Right? Not just because, okay, we didn't finish judging him from before. It's because you've risen over the year. You've risen, and now it's time to go to a new level. But if you go to a new level, you're going to be closer. If you're closer, you're going to be pure. So we've got to judge you again. So since it's manadin, so that's where the minhag of fasting comes from. Right? Chain, the chassidim are pointing out the other direction. L'chaim, he's going to a higher madrega now. So it's all the same thing. I mean, obviously there's a big difference between regular l'chaim and fasting, but whatever, but it's two sides of the same coin.
One's already celebrating for something that's already been taken for granted.
Right, okay, I mean, that's what's happening. We know that's what's going to happen. But what do we relate to? Relate to the jinn, relate to the, what do you call the aliyah? Eshiyah. But that really called, that's Yosef. So everybody calls, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him, right, after the Amidah B'nai Yisrael, right, he reaches incredible Madrega, right, as in its Orah B'Yosra Chet HaRishon, then the Chet HaRishon, now we're going to be even further cleansed from it, right, right, the different levels of whiteness. Like we know, like in Tzaraas, there's the level of whiteness of snow, the level of whiteness of what he called the fleece of a sheep, level of whiteness of what he called the whitewash on the hechal, level of whiteness of the membrane on an egg, right? All different levels of whiteness. So he's going higher. He's gotten so close to his ether madrega, got to be whitened even more. The chain, yeah. B'chol Adam, k'fi ma shematakin atzmo tzorach achakach letakin ma'asav harishonim. Look at this. This is the last two lines here in the Sfasemet here. U'mizeh yikach Adam kal v'chomer shalolovo chas v'sholom lidei gavus ba'asos achas mi mitzvos Hashem. karoi. A person should never come to be a balgaiva. If I did a mitzvah Hashem karoi, oh, look how good I am.
Karoi, yeah.
Appropriately. Right? Rak yipol alav yoser pachad b'yoser miyasher atzmo laval yisor alav onish mimasav akodmim. Because now is the time when a person rises, is now going to now time the person will be standing bedin. Because now you're higher, so now we have to be whiter. And that's exactly what happened to Yosef over here. He would recall, he was Omer ben Yisoyon, right? Unbelievably. And then Akadosh Baruch Hu whitened him even more. But like we learned before, the derech to avoid this is what he called, is you turn back to Hashem, the Yira. Even more Yira. And there's a higher you get, don't become placent, staple your thumbs to your, what do you call it, to your suspenders, etc. Right? Go, look what I did, look how good I am, etc. But immediately, right? Immediately, what do you call it, b'yinich machnis Yira into yourself.
So you're saying that use Yira before the Nisonis, and you get the Machin. Here you're saying he used Yira to, here he's using it for... He already got the marker.
Right, and because he's what he called, he's always going, right? It's like what he called, Yosef, right? It's like we'll see in the Sfasemis, right? You see in the Sfasemis, the Imriamis, and just a scooch, right? Yosef, he's always going forward. That's his derech. So therefore what happens is, you're going forward, right? You're always what he called, you're reaching a higher madrega, so you're judged again. You're judged again. But for us, right? What we should do, right? The way we learned from before, we should follow the pattern of Yehuda. The minute that we're matzliach on something, we'll rise in a madrega, immediately we should put year into ourselves, right? Year into ourselves. And then what happens is there's no need for further cleansing through Yisurim. There's no need for further cleansing through Yisurim. We obviate the necessity for it because we returned, what do you call it, we returned even more deeply to Hashem. Let's just look a little bit about here about Yehuda's derech. If we talk about Yosef, let's look a little bit about Yehuda. Vahi be'esahi. Okay?
I guess there's no limit to the amount of how deeply we're tapped ourselves on to Hashem.
Right. Right after the selling of Yosef. So it says Yehuda went down from his brothers. It says Yafadosh Razal, Smichus Aparshal Fisha Horidu Echav Migdula. So Rashi says, Vayered Yehuda, that his brothers said, we listen to you and look how miserable our father is, we called him, we're lowering you in your stature.
That's what the brothers said to Yehuda.
Right, that's the way Rashi understands it. He brings from Chazal. But the Torah more says Vanira Mipshata Kosov though, because it doesn't say Yehorido is Yosef that he lowered him. He went down on his own. Yehuda Rab Etzaras Aviv Shaya Bochem Is Abel Tomir Al Beno. He saw the suffering of his father. The Ra Yehuda Baatzmo Shua Gori Mechiras Achiv, and he looked at himself in the record. He said, "I'm the cause of my father's suffering." He couldn't bear to see his father suffering anymore and knowing that he was the source of it. He regretted his act, right?
Yehuda.
And he admitted the sin that he committed. He lowered himself from his gedula. Until then, he was in the position of stature. They all revolved around him. Like we said before, he was the heart. He was the heart. He was leading them. Yosef was the head, what he called. We can't relate to this. He's going to try and push us out. We can't live, what he called. We can't live like that. We knew what he called. But then they saw the misery of their father, and Yehuda stepped down. He stepped down. The fishenu doma mizbayish me'atzmo, mizbayish me'acherim. Right? A person, what he called, realizes, yeah, his own faults, his own self-sufficiency. He lowers himself. That's unbelievable. Like we said before, turn back. That's what Yehuda's midah is to turn back in yira to Hashem. This time he's turning back. What we call it, looking at the how flawed his actions were. He left. He went to be by himself, right? The low leisha bestowed mischakim. He didn't want to, what he called, enjoy life anymore. He wasn't, as it were, because he was going to sit in his sack. and his, what do you call it, and his whatever it is, his apricot, his, and his tinus, like Reuven, but he, what do you call it, he wasn't going to partake in any of the joys of life anymore. He was, what do you call it, he was meant to be misboded. He went to seclude himself. He went to meditate on, what do you call it, on the act that he did, turning deeper and deeper, right, into himself. What did he do? He went to a place where no one would know him. He left his brothers. He went to be by himself. To do a complete tshuva and to admit the sin that he committed. His whole name is Hodah, is admission. Right? Admission. Record. Kemaimar, right? Imo, hapam odes Hashem. Right? Like his mother said, recall, this time I admit to Hashem, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Further, the Sifse Kohen said on Yehuda, Vayed ad ish adulami. That's where he recalled. He met this ish adulami. It says in the Chumash here, Ba'as, Vayeshev, and he married the men, what he called, yeah? Shahayim ibnei banav shel Kayin. Sifse Kohen says that this ish adulami was a descendant somehow of Kayin. I thought all the Cain's descendants were wiped out during the flood, but I guess what he called, maybe there were some who intermarried with, what he called, with Shase's descendants, etc. He was a descendant of Cain. Adulami al-dami sharagti lehevel achi. In other words, he's called Adulami, right? Al-dam, right, called al-dam achi, right? I killed my brother Hevel. In other words, that's this Isha Adulami. He was a person who also, what he called, who also was realized his sources were from Cain, who killed his brother Hevel.
What did that? Didn't Cain do tshuva?
He did some tshuva. He did some tshuva. But nonetheless...
He didn't get any credit that he was the first to do tshuva.
Ah, okay. But again, his tshuva was a tshuva of what he called of what could prevent him from what he called from being killed, I guess. Yeah, I think they talk about his name. He talks about the Beis Elokim, I think, talks about the differences between him and Adam Rishon also did tshuva, right? But I guess they recall the first ones to publicly teach about tshuva. Reuven was one derech, but Yehuda was really called was a better derech. So Yehuda joined up with him. He says, you know, I'm joining up with you. You killed your brother, and I caused my brother's death. Ani gam garamti harigas achi. That's Yehuda. Right? Caused Yosef's what he called death. And Adulami.
I thought he was a businessman.
Theater. He could do that also. Right? But he was really called. This is the Sifse Kohen, the Remus, the Talmud of the Arizal. Ah. Adulami is gematria kayin. Right? It's missing the vav. Right, with the vav, if you read it, wrote it male with a vav, Adulami is equal to Kayin. They didn't write it in the Chumash that way because they wanted to hide this secret that this is what he did. The Kara leben Rishon heir, and Yehuda called his first son heir. Klomar heir ani al osa avam. I'm aware. Heir is Milashin being aware, awake. I'm aware of the sin that I committed. And the next one he called Onin. Onin is mourning. I'm in mourning. Over the sin that I committed. Shlishi, the third one, his wife called, right? She called him Shayla, right? She was trying to calm him. She's maybe it was a shogeg. Shayla is Milashan, what he called. It was Bederach Shogeg, right? Right? Fine. Final thing, give the Imamis. We saw two different paths. We saw the path.
There's no connection between the Sifse Kohen and the
Sifse Kohen. The Imamis is now going to what he called kind of the contrast. And as we saw first, we called the Mahalach of Yosef. So the Mahalach of Yehuda, right? Right? Become the Hodah, etc. And now we're going to come to the Imamis is going to talk about both of them together in a way that I think is useful for us.
This is just a history of Yehuda.
Right, record how his process of tshuva, his hodah, record, you know, etc. Isibus Vasemis. B'shem Adoni Avi Zal. Right? Halel v'hodah, neged Yehuda v'yosef. We're coming to Hanukkah. Right, lahodos lahalel. That's what all Chanukah is all about. Lahodos lahalel. Right, to give hodah and to give halel to Hashem. Says the Imre Emes. Right, this is a very famous. He brings from the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, the many pieces on halel and hodah Hal being related to Yosef, and Ahudah being related to Yehuda. Midas Yosef Atzadik is Chadshus. He's always plowing forward, Yosef. In other words, he's like we said before, his body, as far as he's concerned, is a carriage of royalty to his machshavos. And his machshavos just keep going higher and higher and higher. And therefore, right, Midas Yosef Atzadik is Chadshus, Shari Nikro Shmo Yosef. To add, Al Shem Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher, when Rachel gave birth to him, what did she first say? May Hashem give me another son. Further, further, further. Keep on giving, bring my closest, bring your closest to me more, show me more, teach me more, higher, higher, higher. V'zeu inan halel, shu labo, k'di'isi shakoris ha'halelum afrei lo yotza. Halel is always what he called, I see the light, more light, more light. Halel is a lashon of or, v'hilo neiro alei roshi, pasuk says in Iyov. Light upon my head, more, more light, more light, more light. I see the clarity, more, more, bring me more, bring me more. Like it says, he brings a remez to it. Like if you say halal in incorrect order, you're not yotze. You gotta go in the order, building, crescendo, more, more, more. Yehuda, nikra al-shem hodah. Kidechsiv apam oda, barashi, shnatal tiyos mechelki, hodoi l'sha'avar. Yehuda is all turning backwards. Right? Going back to the past. In admitting the mistakes of the past, right? Trying to return back to what he called, return back to what he called, to the place where he made his error, etc. Yosef is always going forward, Yehuda is always turning backward, right? Hallel is always facing towards what he called, give me more. Hodah is the admission, what he called, I'm coming to, let me look back on the actions that I did before that I need to correct, that I need to, what he called, I need to change, that I need to, what he called, return back to where I stepped out of the path, what he called, the two opposite directions. Bezei tshuva, right? That's the essence of tshuva. Shehi latakin amaisim akodmin. Hodah is admission, right? What you've given me. Halal is what he calls, I see what you give me more, right? Ksiva, Yaakov, Yehuda, etc.
They're both asking the same, really.
No, it's two different directions, right? Two different directions. But the we have to use both, because the way we call the mitzvah in Hanukkah is lachodos lahalal, both. Lachodos lahalal. Right? L'chodos l'halel. But we see the first, who comes first? L'chodos. First we turn back and say thanks for everything that we received, right? And we humble ourselves before our Creator, and we think even, that's also the Yisod HaTshuva, let me try and redress, let me try and rectify, let me turn back to the Ribono Shalom in the arid places where I went off. We also have to employ halel also.
Why does Hodah come first?
What?
What is
Hodah? The Hodah's Lahalo, because the ultimate Mashiach for us is going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, right? But the ultimate Mashiach, however, everybody is going to be Mashiach ben David. His derech is the derech that pulls us up. Because the fact is that we're not necessarily living what they call it on the rarefied plane of Yosef. We need the way of life of Yehuda, right? Because that's what we call it. That picks us up. We have to employ the actions of Yosef. Lahalal also, right? Right.
More practical.
Right.
Yosef's way is living in the.
Yosef is very high.
Wow.
Yeah, well, for a person who's there, it's perfect, right? But for everybody else, it's not so simple, right? Let's just finish off the last thing, right? This last thing is Hinei Yamim Ba'im, right? Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hinei Ba'im, the days are coming, says Hashem. Vakimosi leDavid Semach. I will raise up for David, what he called a sprout, tzaddik, umelech, melech, v'yiskil, v'asamish, v'atut stakah ba'aretz. Right? Mashiach, talking about Mashiach. Be'amav tivashay Yehuda. In his days, Yehuda will be saved. V'Yisrael yishkan levetach. And Yisrael will rest in tranquility. V'zeh shmo, asher yikru'u Hashem tzidkenu. And his name will be Hashem Tzidkenu. Right? Isa Gimel Nikra Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashiach Tichsiv Zeh Shmo Asher Karu Hashem Tzidkenu Zeh Perush Nikra Kula Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzidkenu Hainal Yidei Sh'amar Yehuda Tzadka Mimeni. Because you really call it Yehuda, right? Call it the world of admission, right? Then Hashem's name will be upon us. Just like Yehuda, his whole name, he's got the name of Hashem inside of it, because his derech is, record, Hashem, you record, I admit, I'm Modeh, I recall, I'm totally machnia myself before you, in Yira, in an Achna, in humility before you, and then Hashem's name rests completely upon him. Right? Because he's been totally mevatel himself before the Rebbe Shalom, and that's the way Hashem's name will be upon us, also, Lasid Lavo. Mary Amir. Two different drachim.